Although the implementation of the bulk of planned HIV and AIDS interventions was disrupted by COVID-19, this did not affect government's focus on the HIV pandemic. Even though Zimbabwe remained saddled by a heavy burden of HIV and AIDS, I'm glad to note that we have made commendable progress as a nation in reversing the course of the AIDS pandemic.
Lanxa inhlelo zethu zaphanjaniswa ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19, ukuzimisela kukahulumende ekulwiseni umkhuhlane wengculazi akuzange kuphazamiseke. Ngiyajabula ukulazisa ukuthi njengelizwe kuningi esesikufezile kumizamo yokuqeda umkhuhlane we-AIDS, okufana lokwenqabela ukuthelelwana kwalo mkhuhlane kanye lokutholisa labo abalawo amaphilisi. Silandela uhlelo lwe-90-90-90 by 2020. Phansi kwalolu hlelo, i-90% yabantu abalegciwane le-HIV kumele babe sebekwazi isimo sabo ngo-2020. I-90% yabalo mkhuhlane lo njalo kumele ibe ithola ukwelatshwa ngo-2020. I-90% njalo yabalo mkhuhlane lo kumele ibe isiyehlise igciwane lingasabonakali emzimbeni ngo-2020.
I'm glad that our country is now closer than ever to the goal of ending AIDS pandemic by 2030.
Bakithi, ngiyajabula ukuthi ilizwe lethu seliseduzane lokugcwalisa uhlelo lwe-90-90-90 lolo ngenjongo yokuqeda umkhuhlane we-AIDS ngo-2030.
On the first 90, 86.8% of people living with HIV now know their HIV status. I'm also happy to inform you that 97% of people living with HIV are now on lifelong antiretroviral therapy.
Uphenyo esisanda ukulwenza luveza ukuthi isilinganiso se-86.8% sabantu abale-HIV sebesazi isimo sabo. Abanatha ama-ARVs bona bangu-97%, njalo phakathi kwabo abangu-90.3% sebenelise ukwehlisa igciwane le-HIV emzimbeni yabo.
HIV prevention is a very critical pillar of these targets.